Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now I'm just got back from Maine. With them roads, I'm on my
way. Texas Blues bringing us back. That's ZZ Top bringing us back. Billy, Dusty, and Frank. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. He's the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want, which is one of my favorite books, also Beyond the Wall of Resistance. He's one of our top management experts in the Brain Trust. We're talking about making presentations, getting your message across to other people, whether it be in a sales column, a proposal presentation, a keynote speech, an address that you're giving to the local ladies auxiliary or rotary or whatever. Rick, thanks again for being here. We're talking about making it as tight and as clear and as succinct and as brief as possible, right?
Absolutely. Before the break, you talked about how you use slides,
right,
which are basically just as reminders, and then they go off the screen quickly. And I really like that. And one of the things that Carmine Gallo says in this Talk Like TED book is he said, often what the speakers will do is they will try to put other information up so that people are taking in what you're saying and they're taking in what's up in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he said they cannot do that. Our brain is not wired to do that.
No, I make sure that whatever I'm saying is on the screen. Now the screen, what's on my screen, is the bullet about what I'm elaborating on. It'll be a bullet that will remind me of what, you know, where we're going, and then I'll elaborate on that, and then you know, I go down through two or three bullets, but the thing is here's another thing for slides. Never show anybody, if you're being paid to speak or if you're being invited to speak, this is not, in other words, not in a company organization, a company meeting where you've got to deliver details about what's going on in the company. Other than that, make sure that the people in the back of the room can see everything on the slide.
Yes. Oh, God. Yeah, that's an amazing one. You know, there's a big thing that I have to remember for myself, and I coach my clients on, because my clients are making presentations where they really need to influence people to do something, like to take on a project or whatever it is, that the first thing to think about is my audience. And is this going to work for my audience rather than, oh, man, here's some great clip art.
Mm.
Boy, I bet they'll love this picture of how the family and I went to Disney World.
Mm.
I mean, but if you've got to put yourself in the shoes of the audience. And it's a very different presentation then. And it helps for me, and I think for my clients, it really helps, you know, cut out a lot of the stuff that we thought was brilliant.
Right.
And yeah, and we realize, man, if I tell that fifth story, my audience is, they're going to be asleep.
Yeah. And another thing to remember this is a practical matter, when you're developing your slides, if you don't know the equipment in the room where it's going to be, if you're using somebody else's a projector and you don't know what the lighting's going to be and you have little or no control over that, don't get cute with your slides. I mean, make it black and white, some color, but if color is important, just realize that whatever color you think it's going to be, when you get there, that's not the color that's going to show up on the screen.
Yeah. Yep. You know, and let me
add something. Red will turn to purple or brick or something like that, and green will turn to something else, you know, so just be careful, because if that's a big deal to you, then you're going to lose that impact.
Yeah, you know, and let me add onto that. There's a client I have, and they do a lot in kind of Lean Six Sigma, and one of the internal people likes to start her presentation with a clip from I Love Lucy that has Lucy and Ethel packing chocolates in
the
factory.
That's the funniest one, yeah.
Oh, it's great. Well, and it's a great way to start it, and she does a great job with it, but the person who set stuff up never tested it, and people watched the first half with no sound.
Oh, no.
I mean, it was a bush league mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, you know, and so for you and I, man, if we're, or for, you know, the listeners, man, make sure that if you're going to use something clever, man,
I'm too anal. That would never happen to me. I mean, it might happen if it just happened, like something just happened and went wrong.
Sure.
But 30 minutes ago, it worked.
I
can't stand it. I mean, I have to go and set it up and do a run through, make sure it's working. I don't do aborts. Aborts isn't part of something I can handle.
Right, yeah. Hey, you know, you and I were talking on the break about writing and how, you know, with how media has, print media has really caused us to write shorter and shorter. So you were saying, I think that, you know, you used to write, you know, 1500,
well, when I started out writing, I was writing for my newsletter, and I could write 1,000 words, 1,200 words, and I had room for it, right? And I thought, well, this is genius stuff. Who wouldn't want all this, right? And as I started getting syndicated, newspapers said, I don't have room for that. I got room for 600 words or 700 words. And so I started writing down to 700 words. Then the newspapers got smaller, and you know, now it's down to 450 words or so. But the thing I discovered early on was it was making me a better writer.
Yeah.
And so that's what you're talking about, too.
Yeah, I am. In fact, there's a quote, and I think it comes from the author William Faulkner, who said that good writers need to be willing to kill off their little darlings.
That's exactly right.
Isn't that good?
It's wonderful. If you've ever written anything, folks, and you think, this is genius. What? You want to cut that out? This could be lost for humanity forever. And to kill off their little darlings. It's the truth, folks. Think about that when you're making your next presentation. And be careful with the humor. Your humor might not be everyone else's humor. Humor is great if you can pull it off, but everybody can't pull it off, and sometimes it falls flat. Tintail, right back with Rick Maurer. Stay with us.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.